So the sharks have stuck around in the waters of the bay while everything else comes and goes. Here's another San Francisco icon that is no more, Candlestick Park. It was the sports cathedral where the 49ers dominated football, winning 5 Super Bowls in 14 seasons with players like Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, and Steve Young.
Breaking ball hit to Robbie Thompson. And that's it.
Although the Giants never won a World Series there, they played 40 seasons at the Stick until they moved to AT&T Park. The stadium's gone now, but bits and pieces of it remain all over the Bay Area and even the country, in people's homes. KALW's Shireen Adil went to see if she could track down the diaspora of artifacts.
So, I'm not from the Bay Area, and I'm not even that into sports. But I've lived here long enough to hear Bay Area sports lore, especially about the Stick. You've got the catch in 82.
Looking, throwing in the end zone. Clark caught it!
The Battle of the Bay World Series in 89 when the Giants played the A's, and then the big one hit.
So the Oakland A's take.
I'll tell you what, we're having an earth.
And Candlestick was the last place the Beatles played live in the U.S. The thing is, though, I never went to Candlestick. Not for anything. No Niners games, no Giants games, no concerts, nothing. So when I heard the stadium was being demolished, like forever, I felt like I missed out on something. Something important to San Francisco. And then this happened.
So these are them.
These are the seats.
It turns out the stadium wasn't completely destroyed.
As you can see, they look worn. They were outside. We were in the upper level in Candlestick.
That's John Cale. Right now, we're in his apartment, just off the kitchen. And I'm looking at 2 very red, very plastic seats.
You could have picked ones that were brand new or looking brand new, but that kind of defeated the purpose because these were my actual seats that I sat in.
They were plucked right out of his section, UB19, Row G, seats 5 and 6, and delivered to his door. Or at least, they look like the ones from his section.
It takes a little bit of faith, I guess. They look like them, but, you know, they could have been from a different row, I guess. Our seats looked old. You can see the paint on the arms are kind of worn off. I'm just going to believe that they're my actual seats.
In 2013, as the 49ers were wrapping up their last season at Candlestick, the stadium seats went up for sale. Season ticket holders could buy any pair of seats they wanted for $649. So when John heard about the offer, he knew what he had to do.
Yeah, you get that email, you start thinking about it, and you're like, oh, if I don't buy these, I'm gonna regret it. You know, someone else is gonna buy my seats. It was like, no question I was gonna get it. I was like, oh yeah, I gotta get these.
And that's how 2 beat up, old, Candlestick Stadium seats ended up in John Cale's house.
Having them and seeing them, it's just like one of those things that just keeps it in your memory. You see it and you're instantly reminded of just that feeling, the atmosphere, and everything you had, you know, that you experienced while in that place kind of comes back to you.
That's what makes saying goodbye to a place like Candlestick so hard. John started going there when he was just a kid. And he's been a 49ers season ticket holder for over 10 years. He spent all those years with the same people, in the same place, cheering, yelling, suffering, and rooting for San Francisco teams. That's why he bought the seats, to hold on to the memories of his Candlestick family. And he isn't the only one.
My name is Beck Diefenbach.
Beck is a huge Giants fan.
I always had a Giants hat on. My parents fought with me constantly to make me have it off during family photos and things like that.
So when he found out he could have a little piece of Giants history for himself, he just had to.
I had no idea how long it was going to last. I didn't know if they would sell out in a day. I had no idea what was going to happen. So I think I was down in my office, down in the basement, and I went upstairs. I grabbed my wallet. I didn't even tell my wife what I was doing. I didn't even say, like, I'm going to go buy something. Nothing. It was just grab the wallet.
And moments later, he had charged 2 authentic ballpark seats to his credit card. He knew exactly where he was going to put them, outside in his backyard.
When these seats were in the stadium, they were, you know, purely functional. You weren't really paying attention to how you felt in the chair. there's a million distractions. There's a big game going on. You've got friends with you. You're drinking, you're eating, you're standing up, you're cheering. So it's a very different experience. Now, when I sit in them, it's very quiet.
And for Beck, keeping the seats outside is the best way to remember Candlestick. Even though it's gone, he still watches the Giants play all the time at AT&T Park. But he hasn't gotten over the 49ers moving down to Santa Clara.
It's sort of hard to care as much about it because it's a completely different team, you know. And if a team has any identity, it's the where it plays, right?
I guess so. Like I said, I'm not a sports fan, but I can understand just how special place is. One thing I heard from both Beck and John was how hard it was to watch sports at Candlestick. The weather was terrible. It was always cold and windy, and the seats were super far away from the field.
It's unfortunate to see it go, but that was a pretty crappy stadium in many ways. I think that it was one of those situations where people liked it because it was ours, in a way, and there was history there. Definitely was history there.
So that's why he got the seats, to hold on to a piece of that history. A history, Beck says, that's quickly vanishing in San Francisco.
This was an opportunity to sort of grab onto something of a city that was getting washed away. It's been washed away. It's gone now.
Candlestick's been gone for 3 years now, and San Francisco itself has changed a lot in that time. But for Beck and John, it's not all bad. Beck absolutely loves AT&T Park, and he goes to games there all the time. And John, he's trying his best to give Levi's a chance. Still, the stick was the stick. And even though it's gone, they'll always have a part of it to share. For Cross Currents, I'm Shereen Adler.